The poor disciples could not have enjoyed that first Easter Sunday. They were just beginning to emerge from all the desperate feelings that they'd lost Jesus, that he was dead and could never now be hailed as the Messiah. As far as they could see, all they hoped for was now finished. They must have gone into a depressed state of mourning and wondering what on earth they were to do next. And when that Easter morning comes round, the whole situation seems, at first, to get even worse. The story is out that Jesus's body is gone and there's a rumour that the disciples have stolen it. That would be a serious crime, and they would be hunted down as criminals. They could not even return to their homes. But there is also the beginnings of some rumours that Jesus is alive. People claim to have seen him. Are they to be believed? It takes a personal appearance by Jesus to the 10 disciples later that day to really astonish them. They do not know what his resurrection can possibly mean, but now there is hope. It's going to take time for them to really begin to understand what has happened, even though Jesus had told them several times that he would die and rise again. It's going to be a gradual process, but one which is now full of hope. God has achieved great things in Jesus his Son, and that is a free gift to us. For Christians, it gives us our greatest reason always for hope.